Hey, football fans, I'm Gene Knight, and this is Friday Night's Losers. Each week, I'll pick the losers in games that can be heard on the OTS Sports Network, as well as select games from across the state of South Carolina. Hey, J5V, it's week number three, the quarterfinals, and it's bad to the bone.
Bad to the bone.
Ah, yes, I remember Christine.
Okay, let's start picking some Friday. Knights losers.
J.L. Mann versus Hillcrest.
The Patriots and Rams series goes back to 1966, and Hillcrest has 16 wins to Mann's 14 wins. Mann did hand Hillcrest one of their two losses this season, but it's tough to beat the same team twice in the same season. The Simpsonville Mountain Goats headbutt the Loyalists right out of Fort Greenville in a revenge game. Friday. Knights loser, the J.L. Mann Patriots, in another close one.
Midland Valley versus Westside.
The Mustangs and Rams have played three times since 1985. Westside has a 2-1 advantage with the most recent game in the first round of the playoffs last year, a game that was won by Westside 45-35. Baron Von Lane and his flying circus of horned goats dropped the Moab on the Blue Ponies Barn in the first half and blow them to smithereens. Friday, Knights loser, the Midland Valley Mustangs.
Belton Uniapath versus Clinton.
The Bears and Red Devils have been playing each other since 1966, and Clinton has won 10 out of the 18 games. BHP is undefeated this year with an impressive win over 4A Westside. Clinton has losses to Chapman and South Aiken. The two-town Bars gobble up the Lawrence County Little Red Hots in four big gulps. Friday, nice loser, the Clinton High Red Devils.
Southside Christian versus St. Joseph's Catholic.
Southside and St. Joseph's have been battling each other since 2010. The Sabres lead this series 10-5 by the Knights. St. Joseph's pulled off the upset of the year last week in a 7-0 victory over Louisville. The Greenville Templars ride down on the Simpsonville Protestant Daggers and cut them to pieces. Friday, nice loser, the Southside Christian Sabres.
Barnwell versus Oceanside Collegiate.
The Warhorses and Landsharks have played only once. Barnwell won a 20-19 meeting, 42-31. I sincerely believe history repeats itself. The Nuclear Battle Broncos trample the Mount Pleasant Toothy Fish and stuff them with plutonium until they glow. Friday, Knights loser, the Oceanside Landsharks.
Sumter versus White Knoll.
The Gamecocks have played the Timberwolves five times since 2008 and never lost. That changes this week. The undefeated Lexington Lobos put the bite on the Blue Kickin' Chickens in their coop. Friday, nice loser, the Sumter Gamecocks, in a close one.
Gray Collegiate versus Strom Thurmond.
The War Eagles and Rebels have never met.
Gene, this is the ghost of Strom Thurmond. The Johnston Revolutionists can beat those West Columbia Battle Buzzers. Isn't that right, Strom Jr.? Yes, Daddy. West Columbia Battle Buzzers. That's a good one, Dad. That's funny.
Hey, Strom.
Yeah.
War Damn Eagle. Friday. Knights loser, the Strom Thurmond Rebels.
Dutch Fork versus Gaffney.
The Silver Foxes and Indians have played each other three times since 2012. Gaffney has a 2-win advantage, including the 2021 state title game. But Dutch Fork clobbered Gaffney last year, 51-28. This is probably the game of the week in South Carolina. The Broad River Braves paddle down the Broad and skin the Silver Forest Dogs in their own Forest. Friday, Knights loser, the Dutch Fork Silver Foxes, in a close one.
Camden versus Gilbert.
The Bulldogs and Indians have only met once, and that was a 58-7 win by Camden in 2020. Expect more of the same. The Sand Hills Hounds chase the Lexington County Braves through the capital city and all the way home. Friday, Knights loser, the Gilbert Indians.
James Island versus Irmo.
The Trojans and Yellow Jackets played for the first time last year, and James Island won a thriller, 24-22. This year, both teams are undefeated, so a lot of eyes are on this game. The capital city sting swarms all over the Folly Beach surfing warriors, and there's not enough Benadryl in James Island. Friday, night's loser, the James Island Trojans.
Hampton County versus Andrew Jackson.
The Hurricane and Volunteers never played each other. This should be a great game. Old Hickory's riflemen march south to the western plains of South Carolina and get murdered by the Blue Typhoon in Varnville. Friday, night's loser, the Andrew Jackson Volunteers.
Daniel versus Chester.
The Lions and Cyclones have met 8 times since 1965. Daniel has won 5 games, including the last 4 in a row. This game is truly the wind and the lion. The big red tornadoes blow northwest across the state, but lose all of their storm power by halftime and fall to the kings of the Clemson jungle. Friday, night's loser, the Chester Cyclones.
South Florence versus Lancaster.
The Bruins have met 4 times since 1986. Lancaster has won each and every game. The defending 4A champs are undefeated, and they stay that way. The SoFlo Bars are too much in their own den for the Red Rose Dancing Bars, who dance their way back to L.A. Friday, night's loser, the Lancaster Bruins.
Northwestern versus Greenville.
The Trojans and Red Raiders have met 2 times, with Northwestern winning both games. Make it 3 times the charm. The G-Men try to breach the walls of Troy and take down the Purple and Gold Warriors, but the walls of Troy shall not be breached, and the G-Men get washed away by the Purple Wave. Friday, night's loser, the Greenville Red Raiders, by a lot. That's all the time we have this week. Remember, whether you're a winner or a loser, always be a good sport wherever you are and take a little time out to support the teams in your area. But always, be true to your school. Goodbye from Football City, USA.
Push it back, push it back, way back.
Come Friday, we'll be jacked up on the football game and I'll be ready to fight. We're gonna smash it now. My girl will be working on her pom-poms now and she'll be yelling.